Thank you, Michael. Since we're putting two papers together in one slot, I will give an abbreviated version of this paper, and if you would like to see the full version, you are welcome to email me at my last name, davidson@andrews.edu, and you can get all the details of the things that I will just cover briefly. The topic of the title of my paper is The Legacy of Gerhard Hausel's Old Testament Theology, Basic Issues in the Current Debate, Revealed in Old Testament Scholarship of the Last, on your program it says the last two decades. I've changed it to the last four decades because the first edition of his book came out in 1972, and so I've been looking at what has happened since the mid-70s. Gerhard's book, Basic Issues in the Current Debate, dealt with four major questions in the debate. One, methodology. Two, history of tradition, salvation history, and the center of the Old Testament theology. And four, the relationship between the testaments. And then a fifth chapter gave his own proposals, his multiplex method for doing Old Testament theology. This first edition was published by Erdmans, and it went through four different editions, and it started less than 100 pages long, 1972, with a two-page bibliography, and by the time it was 1991, the fourth edition, it was 208 pages with a 42-page bibliography. And along the way, another chapter was added giving the history of Old Testament theology and discussing more in detail the major questions. The book was translated into several languages, including Korean, Portuguese, and Indonesian, among others. I personally cut my scholarly theological teeth on reading this book as a doctoral student in the late 70s, and have regularly used his textbook for my Old Testament theology classes for the last 35 years. It is still relevant today. For a number of years, Gerhard's Old Testament Theology, Basic Issues in the Current Debate was used as a textbook by over 90 seminaries throughout the United States and beyond. And because of the popularity and success of this volume on Old Testament theology, since he studied not only Old Testament but New Testament in his doctoral studies, Erdmans himself, Mr. Erdmans, came from Grand Rapids, I understand, Michael, down to his office, Hausel's office there at Andrews, and commissioned him to write a companion volume, New Testament Theology, Basic Issues in the Current Debate. The reviews of Hausel's book were generally good. I checked at the Atlas Index, it lists some 20 different reviews, about half for the original edition, and then a half for other later editions. As might be expected, some reviews by critical scholars were mixed. They especially criticized his veiled but nonetheless emphatic rejection of the presuppositions of the historical critical method. And yet nonetheless, as I read these various reviews, they could not acknowledge the breadth and depth of his scholarship. So for example, Miller Burroughs in the JBL review, after expressing some concern with his insisting on listing linking faith and history, he still writes, Hausel has made a serious, independent, and stimulating contribution to the discussion. Something like his multiplex approach may well be needed, though the validity and importance of the particular principles he selects are open to debate. His insistence on the rich variety of the Old Testament and his repudiation of any attempt to compress it into a system are to be heartily commended. I have some other great quotes from the reviewers of critical scholars you might want to read in the fuller edition of this, including James Barr and others. Despite differing presuppositions than Hausel, some critical scholars had nothing but praise for his work. For example, the review of Hausel's book by R.E. Clements writes in the Scottish Journal of Theology, the task of writing an Old Testament theology has become a major concern in recent years, and what appeared even 20 years ago to be a well-defined and straightforward task has become increasingly fraught with controversy. Certainly this short volume of Professor Hazel from Andrews University of Michigan is an excellent primer to the subject. It surveys with great clarity and with detailed references to current literature some of the main problem areas. The volume is a most useful one, which is lucid in its presentation and well able to show where and why the going has been difficult. Turning to evangelical reviewers, Hazel's book received high marks in most reviews. Now, since Walter Kaiser will be giving a separate presentation right after mine, I will let him speak for himself, in particular of his overall appreciation of Hazel's book, while at the same time disagreeing with him on this issue of the center or mitzvah of the Old Testament. But I cannot resist, and I checked this with him to make sure he wasn't reading this quote from his JETS, his Journal of Evangelical Theological Society review, way back in 1973, I believe. Yes, 1973. He writes, "This book had to be written. With the future of the whole discipline of biblical theology at stake and the obviously pessimistic mood of current Old Testament theologians, it was time for a succinct reassessment of where the discipline had been and where it was headed. While the novice to the field may be slightly bewildered by the apparent plethora of names, positions, and intertwined issues, all others must admire the positive benefits which can be derived from this shrewd, terse, and at times brilliant analysis of some extremely complicated matters." Thanks for writing such a great review. As an aside, I was in an Old Testament theology class right after you wrote that review, starting my doctoral studies, and Dr. Hazel invited Walter Kaiser to come to his Old Testament theology class, and in front of all of us, they debated the question of the center of the Old Testament. It was a most illuminating exercise. And I will look forward to hearing what else you have to say about the subject. Just to cite one more, Bruce Waltke, in his review of the Bibliotheca Sacra, uses a string of complimentary adjectives to introduce the value of Hazel's book. He says, "To show the comprehensive, digestive, critical, orthodox, accurate, and contemporary nature of the book, the reviewer will summarize the contents." And then at the end, he says, "If Gerhard Hazel can now pursue his own method, he should produce an exceedingly exceptional theology of the Old Testament. This reviewer anticipates his future works with great anticipation. The length of this review, which is very disproportionate to the length of the book, indicates the importance of the work." Well, now the legacy of Hazel's writing on Old Testament theology. Gerhard himself contributed, as we've already heard, toward a further understanding of Old Testament theology beyond his book, Old Testament Theology, Basic Issues in the Current Debate, in numerous articles and chapters on the subject. The published bibliography of his works by Michael, his son, includes at least a dozen articles related to the nature of Old Testament and biblical theology published before his death, and another several published posthumously. He also gave numerous scholarly papers on the nature of Old Testament and biblical theology at SBL, ETS, ATS, and various major universities and seminaries across the globe. Furthermore, Gerhard contributed 6 chapters to the book which he co-edited with Ben Ollenberger and Homer Martins, The Flowering of Old Testament Theology, A Reader in 20th Century Old Testament Theology, including his major chapter in the book, The Future of Old Testament Theology, Prospects and Trends. Now, as far as carrying out his proposals for biblical theology, Hazel himself gave samples of what an Old Testament biblical theology would look like. He consistently summarized the basic task of Old Testament theology as twofold. 1, a synchronic, book-by-book, block-by-block approach, and 2, a diachronic, thematic approach. And Hazel points the way in both of these tasks, starting with the thematic task. His doctoral dissertation, which you've already heard mentioned on the remnant, gives us a fine example, a stellar example of tracing a theme or idea, as he calls it, through the biblical canon. And Hazel became the leading expert on the remnant theme in the Bible. And several of his students are in the process of finishing the job that he started by looking at the remnants in other parts of Scripture. Hazel's scholarly works also tackled other themes of the Old Testament, some of which have been mentioned, Sabbath and covenant, and divine judgment and creation, flood, origins, and resurrection, to name a few. He also showed the way in writing a theology of an Old Testament book. His first book, published after the release of his first edition of Old Testament Theology, was a commentary on the book of Jonah. And here he gives an example, a good example of what constitutes a summary interpretation of a biblical book. Howell's impact on Old Testament theology since 1975, Old Testament Theologies. Howell is freely quoted in many of the Old Testament theologies written in the last 40 years since his Old Testament Theology Basic Issues first appeared. Walter Kaiser, to name him again, for example, cites him in numerous footnotes and credits him for his fine analysis on various points. Eugene Merrill also cites him in his 2006 Old Testament Theology for his helpful distinctions, which he makes in several places. Likewise, Elmer Martins cites Hazel several times, especially in the section on doing biblical theology. I just returned a day and a half ago from Tyndall House at Cambridge, where I spent 2 weeks working specifically on this paper. And if you've been to Tyndall House, you have all the major works on Old Testament theology right there at your fingertips. And so I spent days just combing through all of these books that have been written in the 40 years since Howell's first edition came out. And I don't have the space or the time to tell you all the places that I found his name listed and a credit given to him for his insights and for his authority in tracing the history of Old Testament theology and for pointing the way forward in doing Old Testament theology, not only in books but in journals and articles as well. More subtle than explicit references to Hazel's books and articles on Old Testament theology, but perhaps even more tangible, the impact of his legacy is felt in the works of various Old Testament scholars who have written Old Testament theologies or articles about Old Testament theology since the early 1970s, many of whom have given attention to the issues he has addressed and followed one or more of his suggested procedures. I focus here particularly on the twofold task that Hazel outlined, a synchronic book-by-book and a diachronic thematic approach. Examples of Old Testament theologies paying particular attention to the book-by-book approach include, for example, those by Paul House in 1998, Bruce Waltke in 2007. House not only follows the book-by-book approach, but like Hazel, sees God, monotheism, the existence and worship of one God as the dynamic unifying center. Old Testament theologies which pay particular attention to tracing the themes of the Old Testament include, for example, the works of William Dearness in 1979, who traces 14 different themes. B.S. Childs examines 20 themes. Robin Rutledge in his 2008 Old Testament Theology analyzes 10 themes, and so forth. Here we can also include other scholarly works, too numerous to document, which trace single themes throughout the Hebrew Bible. Under this category, we might also place other Old Testament theologies which have a single theme or complex of themes as the chosen center of their work, even though, as we'll hear in the next presentation, Hazel did not agree that a single theme, concept, or motif was capable of encompassing the breadth of the Old Testament material. But if we look at these theme-based theologies together as contributing toward demonstrating the flow of various themes throughout the biblical material, then perhaps the ultimate purpose of Hazel's vision may be seen to be advanced even there. I have cataloged 28 different centers proposed by Old Testament theologians since the appearance of Hazel's book in 1972. This leads to the final section of the paper. The legacy of Hazel's Old Testament theology, and I will do this very briefly, carried out by his students and their students. As we've already noted above, several Old Testament scholars reviewing Hazel's proposed method for doing Old Testament theology spoke favorably of this basic multiplex approach, but wondered whether he could pull it off. For example, Christopher Mitchell, in reviewing the fourth edition of Hazel's book, states the following. In theory, his proposal is laudable for taking into consideration all the different types of approaches and synthesizing them. However, it remains to be seen whether anyone will be able to carry it out. Well, Gerhard was not able to live long enough to have opportunity to produce the comprehensive Old Testament theology toward which his book pointed. We cannot say whether he alone would have been able to accomplish the task he set forth. But his vision of such a task did not die with him. At his funeral service, in which I had the honor and privilege of delivering the homily, one of the most difficult sermons I ever preached in my life, I focused on the phrase from David's lament in 2 Samuel 1, "How the mighty fall." Along with others who gave eulogies, I developed the imagery of the mighty oak which had fallen, expressing the hope that acorns from the fallen oak that took root under its branches might grow up to carry on the work for which he gave his life. Many of us determined at Gerhard's funeral that our mentor and Dr. Flotter should not have died in vain, and that we would carry forward his dream of a comprehensive, multiplex Old Testament theology. And so quietly, we've been going about that work for the last 20 years. And just in three areas, I'll give you some samples. The synchronic theology of books, or blocks of books. We have 8 dissertations that have been written doing a theology of different books, or blocks of books in the Old Testament here at Derek Andrews. We have 19 more dissertations that are tracing a particular theme or motif or concept in a given book of the Old Testament, and they're here documented in the paper. And last but not least in this area, in teaching the Old Testament theology course, Dr. Hauser always had his students write a theology of an Old Testament book. Many of you who studied under him had the privilege of doing that. And I did the same thing, and I collected all of those. I have hundreds of Old Testament theologies that MDiv students wrote, and I preserved the best of them, and we are scanning those and publishing them and putting them online to just pay tribute this way to Hazel and to let not that effort be wasted or unobserved. The diachronic thematic approach, well, it was Dr. Hazel that encouraged me to study sexuality in the Old Testament and helped me to make a contact with Baker Bookhouse, and out of his assistance came my claim of Yahweh many years later. 12 other dissertations have looked at different themes, tracing them through the Old Testament. And then on the inner unity of the Bible, 6 dissertations have been looking to see these unity of Scripture and through the macro structures and through the intertextual studies. And then finally, the relationship to the New Testament. 9 dissertations at Andrews have focused on the relation between the Old and the New Testament, seeking to trace those relationships. So in conclusion, based upon this brief literature review, I can confidently conclude that Hazel's Old Testament theology, Basic Issues in the Current Debate, was not written in vain. His analysis of the issues in Old Testament theology served for many years as the standard in understanding the development of this discipline and the many challenges involved in doing Old Testament biblical theology. Furthermore, Hazel's proposals for actually doing Old Testament theology, illustrated already by Hazel during his lifetime, have been taken seriously by many Old Testament theologians as they have carried out their theological enterprise in harmony with one or more of his proposals. Finally, the students of Gerhard Hazel and the students they have mentored are continuing the Brobdingnagian task of producing the multiplex Old Testament biblical theology that Hazel envisioned. The legacy of Hazel's Old Testament theology, Basic Issues, lives on, and its true extent will only be fully known in the hereafter to the glory of God.
Amen.